contains description of blood, gore, and violence, and discussions of suicide, murder, self-harm, depression, PTSD, trauma, and death. This story also contains xenophobia, domestic violence, and a near-suicide attempt. Listener discretion is advised. Professionally Possessed. Story 4, Part 1. Demons at Home. Pietro woke when he suddenly felt cold. No, not cold, but the absence of body heat, and his eyes opened automatically. The space in the bed next to him was empty.
Julie? Juliana? Peppercorn? Where are you?
I'm here.
Oh, Pepper, do you have to look at the stars now? Come back to bed. Oh. Oh, why do you do this to me when I'm the one that has to be up at dawn? I'm coming.
He didn't even need a light to make it through the halls. It was cramped and small, and honestly not that much brighter during the day. But it was theirs. Their home. And the skylight in the attic was Juliana's favorite place in the house.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Can you see how happy we are? Oh, what woke you up this time? New idea? Were you hungry? Juliana?
Juliana wasn't in the room, just an empty beam of moonlight hitting the floor.
Did you miss me, Cecil?
Suddenly, Pietro was back in his bed, head swirling. Juliana had been over him with the knife, but she should be beside him in the bed where she usually slept. But hadn't she been possessed? Or was that just a dream?
No, she was... I'm...
When Juliana had been possessed, he hadn't slept in his bed. He'd hidden in corners behind barricades. Finally, he remembered...
Ah, jeez. I just... Ah.
A wave of self-loathing rolled over him as the confusion waned. How could he forget everything? How could he just dream everything away? Yet, he wanted so badly to forget again. Pathetic.
Just sleep. It's gone. It's over. Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
But believing the lies again wasn't so easy the second time. He still couldn't believe Juliana had been possessed by a demon. He thought that only happened to terrible people, not his wife. If anything, it should have been him. He was terrible. He left her like that, indecisive and afraid. He should have gotten an exorcist or a slayer just to free her from the pain, even if it would have killed him to lose her. He wasn't much better off now, even if Juliana had been saved, by chance, by a girl named Helena. Pietro realized he wasn't going to get back to sleep again, so he might as well get up.
I thought we told you to rest. It's barely sunrise.
It's not that early. This is the time I used to get up to go to the docks when I worked.
It was almost too easy to talk about what had been normal. It made Pietro uneasy.
Come here.
Helena's companion, Bridget, motioned for Pietro to join her on the landing to the attic. Reluctantly, he followed the same steps he'd just taken in his dream.
I heard you struggling with the demon.
I suppose I should have guessed that was the reason you were awake. I apologize.
You don't have to apologize. I got used to the noises. Just have to cover your ears and think about something else.
Good things?
Numbers do it for me. It doesn't always work.
He shouldn't have said that. Bridget would probably think he was pathetic. Or strange.
Because you were an accountant, right? I usually focus on the feel of a blanket on my skin. I can't sleep without one.
You do it too?
Pretty much. I used it more when I was a soldier, so I wouldn't think about the men I killed. But it usually helps to have a few strategies. Does anything else help?
Sometimes I force myself to feel the rocking of the ocean again.
Which came first, The love of numbers and the sea, or working at the Harbor Masters as an accountant?
I'm a simple man. I only bother with the things I love. The ocean, mathematics, and Juliana.
Like a whirlpool, his thoughts always return to the same place, dragging him deeper into despair.
Marzia will bring her back soon, I'm sure. Her injuries should have already been treated and her mind calmed a bit.
Pietro knew she was trying to be a comfort, but he wasn't sure he was ready to face his wife yet. How could he tell her he'd just let her suffer without doing anything?
But the house isn't ready. I haven't fixed everything. Juliana will know she's a woodworker.
You don't have to fix everything. You can't. For one, Helena just broke your skylight, and she's probably going to break more before she's done.
Pietro couldn't say anything without admitting fixing the house was just a distraction. To keep him from thinking, to keep him from regretting, and to keep him from having to do harder things.
Why don't you think about what you two are actually going to need moving forward? Not fixing, just functioning. We could use some food, because we've already gone through all our backup supplies. Why don't you go down to the market today?
That was one of the harder things.
But they'll all know I'm a coward now.
What? Who? The townspeople? They don't know anything.
But they all saw you find our house. They saw the demon take your friend. They know.
You were just trying to protect your wife. If they can't understand that, they're idiots.
They already hated me because I came from across the sea. Now they'll hate Juliana for being possessed. She doesn't deserve that. They'll say I corrupted her. She'll still get blamed for letting me stay.
I really wish Marzia was here. Look, you've faced a demon. I know it doesn't seem like it now, but it doesn't get much worse than that. People out there won't understand you, but they also can't hurt you like that. From experience, it doesn't get better, but it does get easier. Memories fade with time, but until they do, you just have to keep pushing forward.
And if I can't?
He was talking to a woman who willingly watched over a possessed girl. He wasn't comparable to her.
You'll figure out a way. Marzia always says you will. But it starts by facing the normal world again.
All right. I'll try.
Gods know it was better for him to fail now than to drag it out like he had with Juliana's possession. Even though he knew Bridget was watching, Pietro couldn't bring himself to immediately waltz out the front door. The last time he tried to leave had been a week after Juliana had been possessed, when he actually thought about getting help.
Juliana, if you're still in there, please just say something. Please, you would have to tell me what I can tell your parents to make them listen. They hate me, they'll take you away if they know. I don't know what they'll do, they might have you killed out. Juliana, stop!
Pietro held his side, which was still patterned with bruises and aches when he moved. He regretted using the dresser to block the bedroom door. There were still dents and gashes in the wall of the stairwell where it fell.
Please, don't. Stop. Please, Juliana. I don't want to lose you. Stop. I won't go. I'll stay. You hear that, demon? I promise I won't hurt you. I just want my wife back. Please!
He'd spent hours stuck beneath that dresser, waiting for the demon to get bored and leave. He had felt trapped in more ways than one. He couldn't help Juliana without the possibility of losing her forever. So, eventually, he just decided it was better to wait. At least then he could stay with his wife, even if it really wasn't her in control.
Pietro, you all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm just leaving now. Be back shortly.
Even though he had done it, he could still barely believe he was outside.
Whew, just the hair and back. The hair and back.
As he walked down the street, he could barely comprehend anything. There were so many people. It felt like even more than before. Pietro didn't recognize them, but shouldn't he? They were his neighbors. What must they think of him? After Helena had been possessed in the streets, Bridget and Marzia had asked at each house to find Juliana, so they all knew. He used to be able to ignore their talk, but how could he ignore it now when all of their worst fears had come true? They all knew what... Pietro cowered back as he thought he saw something in the shadows move towards him. Now people really were staring at him, but nothing came. He couldn't stop his heart pounding. What did he think was going to come at him? A stranger? A demon? He didn't know what he was afraid of, so he was afraid of everything.
I should just go back.
But even that seemed eons away now. And how would he face Bridget, the woman who fought and killed humans and demons alike without an ounce of fear? She'd think he wasn't strong enough to take care of Juliana. That's why Marcia took Juliana in the first place. He was supposed to be her support, and he couldn't help her in his current state. She was the victim, after all, but time and time again, Pietro just crumbled. Through the haze, Pietro slipped into a secluded corner, away from people, away from everything. A shadow just like the one that scared him, but from within. With his back covered and no one around, he felt slightly safer. Why was he like this? Too scared to act? Too scared to do anything useful? It barely seemed possible he was the same man who crossed the sea to a strange new land and fell in love with Juliana. He'd lost his job, and he didn't know how long it would be before Juliana would feel up to returning to her woodworking. When she needed him most, he didn't feel capable of even helping himself.
Are you Pietro? Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I found Bridget at your house, and she sent me to find you since you'd been gone a few hours. I'm Simon.
Hours? Had he really been sitting there that long? How pathetic.
You with Helena and them, then?
Sometimes. It's complicated. I happened upon the monastery Marcia took your wife to. I thought I could be of use, so I followed their directions here. Not sure how I beat them back, but that's not the point. May I sit with you?
I don't think I could stop you even if I wanted to.
But if you don't want me to, I won't.
It's all right.
Thank you. I think Bridget wants me to help you somehow, though I'm not sure what she expects.
I don't think you'd understand.
Oh, I heard the story. It's not completely identical, but I went through something similar with my sister.
She was possessed?
For a few years. I protected her from slayers, tried to find someone who could exorcise her despite a few people already failing, and made a pact with a god so I could heal her.
What happened?
She died. Helena defeated the demon possessing her, but she was already gone. I blamed myself, lost my purpose for living, and didn't know how I would keep going.
Were you scared?
Of course. People were constantly judging me for keeping my sister alive for that long, so I was already avoiding people. It just got worse when she was gone. It was impossible for me to go in public for ages. Plus, I'm sure you're aware that if you're in a heightened state of self-preservation for that long, even when the threat is gone, you still flinch and jerk at every little thing.
Were you relieved when she was gone?
No. She was everything to me. Sometimes I feel like I should have just died with her.
But you kept living.
I wouldn't say it was completely my choice. There have been a few times I've made attempts to change that. But extenuating circumstances have kept me around.
How did you find yourself again after all that?
I didn't. Who I was is long gone. But I've come to terms with who I've become. I'd say it's easier to accept the change than try to fight for what was before.
So, you've moved on?
I don't want to lie to you, so I'll just say, happiness isn't everything. You can learn to exist for other reasons, usually for someone else. Love is a powerful thing.
I've tried for my wife.
She's probably going through just as much turmoil as you.
I just don't know if I can help her.
If you keep questioning yourself, you'll never find an answer that satisfies you. Just do it and don't think too hard. At least then you're moving forward.
But what if that's not enough?
Then you'll have to find another way. whatever is best for her, right?
Right.
Juliana was what was most important right now. He'd failed her once, and if he couldn't do better than the first time, the least he could do was not get in her way.
Bridget, we're back!
Pietro plastered himself against a wall as Bridget almost ran towards them.
Shut that!
What are you...
Helena got out of the attic. You know how much of a mess it would be if the demon got out in the open.
She's lost?
Bridget, she hurt you.
Well, I wasn't going to let it just walk by me. I was trying to bandage her up, but it was clever enough to target my leg once it got a hold of the knife, so I couldn't chase it.
Here, let me help.
You can help by keeping watch at the door. You, Pietro, get to your room and keep the door shut until we tell you it's safe.
You can't just walk around on that. Just let me fix it. Or at least let me search for you while you watch the door.
What are you gonna do when you find her? I don't think your magic can...
It can heal your leg.
I don't have time. She hurt herself. Get out.
It's not the end of the world.
Not again. No, 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 it can't happen again. No, it can't get you here.
But Pietro knew this house better than anyone. He knew it would find the woodshop again and get the tools. That's how it chased him down before, and his repairs were shabby in comparison to Juliana's originals. So it would break through again, and it would get to him.
Helena, if you can hear me, say something.
Oh, no, it's happening again.
I'm here, Sea Salt.
Juliana?
That wasn't his wife.
She's here!
Pietro tried to run, but it followed. Every time he looked back, it was only a step or two behind him. Damn this suffocating house and its narrow hallways. There was no way for him to lose it and hide.
Let me be alone. Get away.
No.
Why was he talking to the thing? He knew it could barely utter a few words, but it had somehow managed his pet name. It remembered him specifically. Had it escaped Bridget in an attempt to get to him?
Don't!
He tried to kick at it as he struggled up the ladder to the attic. He had no choice. It was his only place to go.
What?
Don't get closer! Stop! Please stop!
Run.
Please. There's nowhere else to go.
Even before it said it, Pietro found himself grabbing the frame of the skylight and desperately pulling himself up. The demon had slowed with him, but was still step by step getting closer to him with that bloody knife.
I don't understand. What do you want from me? What from us?
Nothing.
And with one last pull, he was on the roof. After the crushing walls, the breeze felt freeing. The expanse of the open street lay before him. His eyes fixated there.
Got it.
Pietro!
Don't worry. I've got her. You don't have to run anymore.
You can come down.
But what's the point?
Don't say...
Fucking fails. Simon, just grab him.
I don't think...
Don't come any closer, or I'll jump.
What? Why? We saved you.
Please, just grab onto me.
But you both said it'll never be better than this.
That is not what I meant.
Not my exact words.
I don't have the courage Bridget has. And I don't seem to love Juliana as much as you loved your sister.
That's not what keeps me going.
Then what am I supposed to do? I'm terrified of facing her again. I abandoned her. I let that demon steal her face, her life. And I just don't think I'm capable of loving her like I did before. Like she deserves.
That's fair. It's hard.
Simon, don't encourage him.
Well, what do you want me to say? If that's how he feels.
Anything. Or just stop talking and drag him back in here.
I'm not sure force is the best approach here.
Both of you, shut it. Bridget, get Helena out of here. Simon, can you please go to the kitchen and make sure Juliana doesn't see this?
Be careful.
Just do what you're told. I think we've had enough of your advice here.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. No one is at fault here.
Fine. We're leaving.
It's unfortunate we didn't get to talk much before. Your wife was pretty bad off for a while there.
Is she better now?
If you want to know that, you'll have to come downstairs and see for yourself.
I'll just make things harder for her.
You'd be surprised how much misery loves company. That's why Simon and Helena get on so well. Still, if you think about it logically, it will be just as much trouble, if not more trouble, for her if you end it this way.
I've been selfish with every decision I've made so far. Why not just keep going?
You haven't been selfish. Juliana told me how you left your homeland to be with her. You've sacrificed a lot, so I'm sorry if asking you to endure a little more seems like too much.
I just don't see a future for me, for us, anymore.
Things will get better once you've had some time to process everything. Don't listen to Simon if he told you differently.
How can you be so sure?
Because I've seen it happen dozens of times. Juliana, for one. She's still scared and scarred, but she can face the world now, which is more than we could say a few weeks ago.
I couldn't even make it to the market without cowering in fear.
I don't think she could do that either. I said face the world, not function in it. Maybe that's something you two can work on together?
I'm afraid we'll be trapped in the house again.
Then we'll leave every door and window open until it feels like home. Come on. Juliana's been begging to see your face again.
And finally, he took Marcia's hand, hoping that seeing his wife would lift this weight off his shoulders, even if the weight on hers might be even greater.